We're holding in the fourth parak of Shaar Bitachin, starting the fourth parak now. We discussed what Bitachin is and when with regard to Parnasa, exactly what a person is supposed to do, what type of Parnasa a person is supposed to look for, and when he chooses whatever vocation he would like, he has some sort of Netiyah to, then he should stay with it, stick it out through thick and thin. Even when it's thin and there's no parnasa, it's only betzem mishtadlus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the chiyuv to give parnasa. However, I actually just saw an amazing story about that this past week after I gave last week. Just I think it brings out this point very clearly, is that there was a person that he had a kavua job, and he told over the story on the Hashgacha Pratis hotline, which I didn't listen to, but it was printed up. So I saw the story, and it just brings the point tremendously that he had a kavua job, but it wasn't in a kriyas masbiyah sari. Got him by generally, but it was Pesach was coming. I think it was before this past Pesach actually. And on the side, he would make he made deals, generally real estate. I think it was types of real estate. He would send people to set up people with the right. Either with the right mortgage broker, with the right, you get a percentage. So if I would be able to make a nice job, he would often daven by Baral Mivel, by his kever, I think it's on Harvin Uchis. And he was davening there for Parnassus, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pesach is coming up. I could use an extra $2,000. You could just set me up with, give me a job, give me I'll be a broker for a deal, and I'll make an extra $2,000 to get me through. I'll be able to pay for my food, I'll be able to pay for my clothing, I'll be able to pay for whatever I need for Yantif. The kid, sir, he catches himself in the middle, and he says, why am I telling the Kodesh Baruch Hu how to give me Panasa? Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're the Kol Yachol, you give me Panasa, whatever it is. The kid, sir, he came home, and the following day he gets a phone call from somebody in America, Chutz Laaretz, that they're looking for somebody to daven 40 days by the kever of Aaron Mibel. And since they know that he often goes, they thought maybe he'd want to do it. So 40 days was over a course of Shabbos, over a course of Pesach it was going to be. So it wasn't going to be so simple to get to, I guess, Aaron Menuchas for whatever it is every day. He spoke to Rav and figured out exactly how to do it with regard to davening and Mechulu and be able to go. And he decided that he'd do it. So the guy told him he's willing to pay $50 a day. Says, if you make the simple math, $50 times 40 days, $2,000. Who would have thought in a million years that that's somebody would call him from Chutz Laaretz and ask him to go down by a kever and pay it? Just in a few days, and the way that it came out, the exact amount of money that he was looking for, don't tell Ribbono Shel Olam how to give you parnasa. Tell him, he'll work it out already. The fourth parak discusses with regard to what aspects of a person's life a person needs to have bitachon with. So he comes out, he says, Nimtza ki kol advarim atunim bitachon al abayis barach nechlokum l'shiva chalakim. There's seven different aspects of a person's life that he needs to have parnasa, he needs to have bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The first is, Achelik Arishon Kirlos Advarim Anoigim L'Gufa Adam Bovad. He splits it up really into Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Things that are negated to Olam Hazeh and things that are negated to Olam Haba. The first three are negated to Olam Hazeh and the next ones are negated to Olam Haba. The things that relate specifically to he himself. We'll go through them each one, exactly what it's referring to. The second chelek is things that are geared to his parnasa. The third chelek is his relationships with other people. His extended family, his colleagues, his friends, his enemies. Those are the first three chalakim that are geyat Olam Hazeh. Then he says, "Achelak haRevi kvelos hachovis mutolam al levavis v'alevarim shatayelus v'nezek shel negiing levavad." Then there is his obligations that he has towards the Ribbono Shel Olam that are negiyah specifically to him. Achelak haChemish kvelos hachovis mutolas levarim shatayelus v'nezek shel negiing gal achirim, or his obligations are referring to somebody else that are geyat to somebody else. Tzedakah, chesed, v'chulu. That's only totally schar, nothing to do with obligation, what you're doing here. V'chelek sheshvi, k'nilas tzchar ha'olim ha'bosh, ha'ber yitzbarach, m'nis l'b'chir, b'tar chesed, k'mo yishikosev, ma'arav tuv choshir, tzavant l'v'yechal, pelt l'choyitzim b'ach, negim r'yodim. Also, we're going to get the tzchar, but tzchar, that's more than he deserves. And he's going to explain each one. We'll start with the first one. He says, Ask l'afar shesachelek ha'rishayim, ha'k'nilas ha'nyonim ha'negim l'guf ha'odim b'ovad. The bitachon that a person has with regard, needs to have with regard to his things that relate specifically to him. Dahainu chayav umaysay, his life and his death. Tzunasay, halbashasay, dirasay, briyasay, chol yom midaysav. His food, his dress, his where he lives, his health, his wealth, his health, actually his, they talk about his parnasa, his eating habits, and his characteristics, his traits. With regard to all these things that we mentioned, where he's gonna live, what he's gonna wear, what does he eat, v'chulu, all these things. Is he going to have? Is he not going to have? He should be betech totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realize that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares for him, that's exactly what he's supposed to have. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him, he's supposed to have it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it to him, then he's not supposed to have it. And that's what's best for him. That doesn't mean, once again, that a person shouldn't daven if things feels that things should change. Obviously, it could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that it's best for him so that he will daven and things will change. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misavel Tzolos Shal Tzadikim. He made Avram Avinu and Sarah Imenu Akaris so that they should daven. Why didn't Avram Avinu say get up in the morning and say that's an error? Because it's Baruch Hu made me Akara, made my wife Akara, I'm not going to daven. No, that was the whole reason why he made them Akara, made her Akara, was that he should daven. But the situation is such that is, whatever the situation a person has put himself into, is to realize that that is the best situation for him at this exact time. Va'afim l'yufi ra'ois einov nidmalai she'ein za atoy ba'avurai. Even if right now it doesn't look like it's the best, without any question of a doubt, certainly it is the best. The yeda, a person should know, a person has to realize that anything that happened with regard to any of these things is totally from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not the neighbor, and it's not his boss, and it's not his wife, and it's not his kids. It's not as everything that happens, not as chavrusa, everything that happens with regard to these things is totally from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Even if it looks like it's not the best thing, just like a person's life and his death and his health, except for Tzina Mepachim, we'll see about it. It's not muster to other people. In other words, a person can't kill somebody, can't cause him to live if the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want. So too, everything else that's nageh to his body, it's totally to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A lot of people think that certain things that seem to be in our hand, life and death, people realize that it's not in anybody's hand. Obviously, somebody can't make somebody else live if he's not supposed to live, and he can't kill him if he's not supposed to die. That is better, not so simple, right? If somebody kills somebody else, how is he able to do that? But people think that's easier for people to understand than a person's parnasa, a person what he wears, his shirt rips because somebody left something around and a nail around, and it gets caught on. Why didn't you knock in the nail? It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all totally the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whether he has or he doesn't have, whether it looks like it's come from somebody else, whether it looks like it's the best for him, it's not. It's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when things are good, also to realize that it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But to realize, he's just speaking out, even the things that maybe it doesn't look so good, also to realize that it's totally the Ribbono Shel Olam there. Ulumore sheberur loy la'odam ha'amuna ki inyanev misurim l'gzeres ha'bari yizbarach v'chum ha'shabari b'ocher ha'avur ha'bechir ha'toy b'yeser v'chol zoy su chayev lasik b'emtsayim shivir lo yester lo'yso v'livchor mi'ben emtsayim se'ilash v'yirais enov im ha'toyim b'yeser v'yamim ki emtsiusim yaseh l'kim esmashu r'gazim r'yish. Despite the fact that a person realizes that everything is totally dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam's will, he still has to do ishtadlus, he says. A person still has to do ishtadlus to choose out the best thing, the warmest clothing. Say, what's the difference? I can't, what's the difference if it's all up to Ribbono Shelolam whether or not a person gets sick or doesn't get sick. So we'll eat together with the corona patients, and we'll go outside in the negative weather with a flimsy short sleeve shirt, and as he's about to say, we'll jump off the roof. And who cares? If the person's supposed to die, he'll die. If he's not supposed to die, he won't die. Well, why can't he do that? No, a person, everything comes to the Ribbono Shelolam, but nevertheless, a person has to make the ishtadlus. There's a Ramban before the parsha of, in the parsha of the Mechir of Yosef HaTzadik, that he says that in the middle it says Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef to find out how his brothers are doing. And he finds a person, and the person asks him, what do you want? He says, says that, oh, by the way, they're not here anymore. They went to this and this place, and you'll find them over there. Why do we have to know in the middle that Yosef stopped at directions? Why is that Nagia to the story? Says the Ramban, first of all, there's be many things that the pasuk was marich to tell you that even though there's many reasons he should have turned back, he didn't turn back. Just to cover his father. His father told him to do something. He wanted to carry it out. And also to teach us ki agzira emes v'charitzus sheker, that the gzira of the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to happen regardless, and charitzus, everybody's diligence to, or effort invested in whatever it is sheker. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him somebody that gave him directions without him asking. What should have happened was, he came to the place, they weren't there, he looked around, he would have gone back home. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent somebody there that he should ask him, what do you need, and sent him off to the right place. That's what Chazal meant when they said that like Rashi brings down the Gavriel. He says that's when Chazal said there was a malach. What do you mean a malach? It means it was a shliach that was sent directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam to intervene here and make sure that what happens, whatever it is going to get carried out at the end of the day. Shaloi alchinam hoya kol tzipor hazeh ledinu ki atas Hashem ki yisakum. The eighth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what's going to happen. And that's really what Yosef HaTzadik said at the end of, after his father was nifter and they came begging for that he should forgive them. He says, "Lo yatem shlachtem etzi kim elikim, atem chashavtem alai lero velikim chashvol etevo." Right? That everything that you thought one thing, and you did your istadlis, and you do whatever it was that you had to do, but it was totally HaKadosh Baruch Hu would decide what exactly what's going to be. Ve'yemer aleim Yosef al tiro ki asachas lekim oni. How could I possibly do anything? You're coming and begging me that I shouldn't do anything wrong to you. How could I possibly do anything wrong to you, says Yosef HaTzadik? You, atem, chashavtem alai ro, you wanted to do something bad to me, and lekim chashva l'tevo. The Shbaruch Hu totally turned it around that it should be for the good. Lamana says, kim azelach yisam raf. There's no way that I possibly could do anything bad. Even if I would want to, if the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want it to happen, then it's not going to happen. You don't have to worry about it. And if the Shbaruch Hu wants it to happen, that much he didn't say. But if the Shbaruch Hu wants it, it's going to happen regardless. Nevertheless, what a person has to do, he has to make the effort. He has to expend the effort, but l'chatchila, he has to know before any ishtadlis, that despite any ishtadlis he's going to do, everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And even though everything that comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, you still have to make an ishtadlis. Both sides of the coin are true. I guess we'll speak about next week, Mitzvah Shem, about, so if that's, why can't you just jump off the roof? That's really what he's speaking about. That even though everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, you have to make the right ishtadlis, and even when you make the right ishtadlis, you have to know that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. How many people they were able to get for the last 10 months didn't get corona? It's tremendous. Didn't get corona for 10 months. And they finally came out with the vaccine. And now in the past, since they brought the vaccine to Eretz Yisrael, there's been 10,000 cases. One day they had 10,000 cases. There's been tremendous, tremendous amount of people. All the people that, I have Haruso that just got it. I actually heard he just got it this morning. He got his positive this morning. And he was extremely careful. He did his shadlis. He zichered his shadlis. But the Shbaruch wants it. Doesn't mean that, oh, look, you shouldn't have done it. I heard a lot of people say that, what did you do for it? All the people that were really makbid, those are the people that ended up getting it, right? So you don't have to be makbid. No. That's exactly what the Chavos of Avos is telling you. A person has to be makbid. A person has to be makbid. At the end of the day, what included is included in being makpid, that each one will discuss with their own local Orthodox rabbi. But a person has to be makpid with regard to these things. If at the end of the day, the Baruch Hu wants him to get it, he's going to get it regardless. But that doesn't mean that he takes away your status.